Business Hero Danny Thomas by Sarah from San Diego. At only 5 years old, Max faces the anguish of having cancer. Max has acute myeloid leukemia, AML. It's a form of fast-growing cancer that begins inside bone marrow. Common in adults, but rare in children. Max began acquiring bruises from everyday things like a seatbelt, began to sleep in late, and became lethargic. His mother, Tasha, became worried and took him to the doctor. He was diagnosed with AML and then sent to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital for treatment. This hospital was founded by Danny Thomas. It's the reason why Max, along with many other children, are able to receive treatments and cures for their deadly diseases. Danny Thomas grew up during the Great Depression. He knew what he wanted to do in life, and at a young age began working toward his goals. Once Danny became married and had a child, working to support his family became very tedious. While struggling with his acting career, Danny made a promise that would innovate the medical world forever. Danny Thomas is a hero because he used his determination to fulfill his acting dream, his compassion to create a research hospital, and his achievements to become a symbol of hope across America and the world. Danny Thomas has overcome poverty and hardships to achieve his dream of becoming an award-winning actor while supporting his family. Even as a young boy, Danny worked to create a better life for his struggling family and himself. He began to help support the family at age 10 by selling newspapers. At 11, he became a candy maker in a burlesque theater, a job he held for 7 years. Danny saved enough from jobs as a busboy, punch press operator's assistant, and a lumberyard watchman to buy a couple of suits and several pairs of shoes so he could go to Detroit to look for a job in show business. Danny was forced to face the harsh reality of the Depression at an extremely young age, but was determined to pursue his dream. He knew his goals and saved and worked hard until he reached them. Later in life, Danny was faced with the luminous hardships of family. Although he felt it was beneath the dignity of a radio actor to work saloons, Thomas had a family to feed and took a booking at a former Studebaker automobile agency called the 5100 Club. Danny valued his family above anything. He would have done anything to help them prevail. When Danny had more financial trouble, he turned to the church. More than 70 years ago, Danny Thomas, then a struggling young entertainer with a baby on the way, visited a Detroit church and was so moved during the Mass, he placed his last $7 in the collection box. When he realized what he'd done, Danny prayed for a way to pay the looming hospital bills. The next day, he was offered a small part that would pay 10 times the amount he'd given to the church. Danny'd experienced the power of prayer. Danny was poor and prayed to help his family. He wanted more than anything for them to be happy. Danny Thomas was very determined and let nothing stand between his aspirations. Compassionate people want to make a difference in the lives of others, which Danny Thomas certainly has done by starting St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. While Danny's wife was pregnant, Danny made a prayer that turned out to be a miracle for millions. Praying to St. Jude Thaddeus, the patron saint of hopeless causes, Danny asked the saint to help me find my way in life and I will build you a shrine, is what he said. This shows that Danny believed in being fair and giving. He was not forced to build a shrine, but truly wanted to do something to help others. After deliberation, Danny decided on his plan. The shrine would be a hospital for needy children, a place where they would be cared for regardless of race, religion, or ability to pay. A hospital where no suffering child would be turned away. His vow to build a shrine could have been carried out as anything, but it takes generosity and kind-heartedness to use the shrine to help millions of worthy children. Danny's shrine took a lot of work on Danny's part. After St. Jude's opened in 1962, the comedian publicized the hospital, enlisted all the biggest names in show business to play the yearly Shower of Stars benefits, and educated the public on the hospital's progress in fighting such diseases as childhood leukemia and Hodgkin's disease. Further, the entertainer donated money from his own pocket. Danny showed how much he cared about his cause by supporting St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital with his own money. He also used his career to help start St. Jude's become what it is today. The choices Danny Thomas has made to help others has exhibited his compassion and made him into a humanitarian. Danny Thomas is a tremendous inspiration because between starting ALSAC and creating St. Jude's, Danny has proved that anything is possible and has inspired hope across the world. Danny created ALSAC to ensure that no matter if a child's family is rich or poor, they will be able to get treatment. Today, ALSAC is the nation's second largest health care charity and is supported by the efforts of more than 1 million volunteers nationwide. ALSAC gives hope and comfort to families across the world. This charity also inspires people to make a difference in the lives of suffering children. Danny's Shrine has led the way for researchers across the world. Through striking improvements in the care of pediatric leukemias and numerous forms of solid tumors, St. Jude, which now has a daily operating cost of $1.6 million, has brought about improved health care for children all over the world. St. Jude's physicians and scientists have been pioneering treatments that have helped push the overall survival rates for childhood cancers from less than 20% when the hospital opened in 1962 to 80% today. These accomplishments are proof that cures can and will be found. Danny's charity and hospital has made astounding accomplishments that help thousands of young children like Max every day. After being treated with many rounds of chemo, Max's cancer is now in remission. He is now free to live his life aspiring to become a hero like Danny Thomas, because everyone deserves a hero.